Hi everybody, welcome back to the Hey You series with Patty Nduru. So just a disclaimer, we are still on lockdown, we're still observing the lockdown regulations, and we are still doing phone interviews for all the guests and the interviewees that are going to come here. So that's why you find out it's not as smooth as it's supposed to be, but it's okay as long as you get what we are saying. Today we have a special guest. It's a special episode. I want you to just relax. You know, it's not one of those serious ones. It's just one. We'll just come in, just have some fun. I have with me my friend Sharon Hamandisha. Can you make some noise wherever you are? I'm so happy, guys. My friend is here. I'm so happy. So without wasting time, Sharon, can you introduce yourself to the listeners and tell the listeners a little bit more about you?
Hi. Hey, Patty. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be part of your podcast. I am so excited. This is like my first time having to be interviewed. Oh, well, to those that don't know me, my name is Sharon Rose Hamandisha. I am 23 years old, born in Zimbabwe, but raised in South Africa. I am a student. I am an entrepreneur. I'm an independent young lady. I am studying social sciences, majoring in business management and psychology. I would like to believe that I am a very nice young lady. I am kind. I am friendly, I am understanding, I love putting other people's needs before mine. I am giving, yes, and there are so many things that I could possibly say about me, but I am also a quiet girl. I am shy, I love being alone with music, I love singing so much, I enjoy singing.
First interview at Hey You series. You're now a celebrity, my friend. Hey, can I have your autograph? Can you sign your autograph for me? she's now a celebrity. She's here, she's being interviewed, guys. So another thing is I never told Sharon Rose the questions that I'm going to ask you today. Usually I give my guests questions so that they can see them and they can familiarize with them, and also there are those questions, some people are not comfortable with some questions, so I usually do that. But none of my guests have ever said no to my questions, like I'm not comfortable with this question. They are always so open and so nice, but I usually do that. But as for Sharon Rose, I just told you I'm going to just go straight and ask you. So yeah, without wasting time, I want to ask, since it's all things friendship, this episode, I want to ask you, what was your first impression of me? Like, what was your first impression? What did you think? What did you think when you first saw me or when you first interacted with me?
Oh, well, you can come get my autograph. I'll gladly sign whatever you bring to me. If I have to be honest about my first impression of you, I'm just gonna be very honest with you. I used to watch you on social media and I'll be like, you know, one day, just one day, I even told one of my friends, I'm like, one day, I would like to talk to Patty. Yes, we might not know each other, but you know, just to be friends, you know. But then I saw you on social media doing a number of things. I was like, ha, this girl, I know she like her, guys. That's what I told myself. I'm like, I don't think she'll respond if I am to text her. So what happened is I text you and wow, you responded. You know, thing is, with experiences that I've heard with young musicians, you know, girl, like young ladies whom I would text and, you know, like, you know, trying to be friends, you know, like trying to share music, you know, trying to get to know someone. And people will just send you their link, like, just go and download my music on the site. So it's like, maybe with Patty she'll do the same. But I was like, you know what, let me just text her. And wow, you responded. I even went back to that friend of mine. I'm like, yo, guess what? She responded. And I'm so glad that I text you, because I gained a good friend. I gained, yeah, someone good. I don't want to say much, but yeah. Yeah. Like, before I met you, I always thought with her, this girl, I'm sure her league is just too high for me to reach, you know? But yeah, you proved me wrong. You proved me very wrong.
Okay. Okay, so that was your first impression. I'm glad to know. Wow, I think there are many people that think like that. If you're out there and you think like Sharon, Sharon is actually telling you that's not me. Whatever you're thinking, that's not me. I'm actually a cool person. Okay. So my first impression of Sharon was, this girl, your thunder is into. Because I used to see her every time. Like, I used to see you every time on people's statuses. I was like, many people's status, like, there are people, like, which you see on one or two statuses. And then there are people where you see on every, especially the guys, the boys. You were always there. I was like, how many boys does she talk to? Back there when I used to talk to many people as well. So I was like, wow, this girl is kind of like, I think I know that she knew. That was my first impression, but I was wrong. That was not you. You're actually a cool person. Getting to know you now, you are a very cool person, a loving and warm person. Yeah, that's what I can say. So my next question is, what do you consider a good friend?
Wow, Katie. So you thought Nitanda isn't though. Oh well, thing is, I feel like maybe I have really tolerated a lot of people. Like, you know, whoever says hi, I greet back, I talk to whoever texts me. But well, it has changed in the past few months. I am sure, like you mentioned, that you have noticed that most of the people that would display me on their statuses were guys. So most of my friends are guys. Like, I really connect with guys. I feel like they understand me without having to judge me, or without having them being jealous of me. So like, I play with guys because I feel like those are the people that I really connect to. So what I consider as a good friend is someone that cares about me, like someone that will be there whenever I am down. I also consider a good friend as someone who is willing to help me when I am in little trouble, no matter how big or how little it is. I also consider a good friend as someone that I can talk to, someone that I can trust, someone that I can tell a secret and know that I won't be hearing whatever I have told them somewhere else. I also consider a good friend as someone that will tell me when I am wrong, someone that will be straightforward with me, someone that will be like, Sharon, this is wrong, or Sharon, don't do it this way, do it this way, you know. Like a friend, someone that will sit down with me and show me the good and the wrong, you know. Yeah, that's what I really consider as a friend, someone that is understanding, someone that is willing to listen, someone that is non-judgmental, someone that is trustworthy. That's what I would really consider as a good friend.
Yeah, I can totally understand you when you say that a lot of things have changed recently, because for me, this healthy friendship is actually new to me. I'm learning about it. Those that have been hearing my podcast, my previous podcast, they know that I had friends, but what kind of friendships I had, you know. I was that kind of girl that didn't know who I am, and I didn't put also value on myself, so I was just tossed around everywhere. Right now, what I can consider a good friend is someone who is supportive. I don't mean like every time you have to be, you know, to go way out, but just being there, someone who is humble And also someone who wants to win, you know, I'm all for winners, who's got a vision and she wants to win, or she just wants to be better. Yeah, something like that. So my next question, Sharon, is can you tell us your friendship journey? Like how, yeah, just tell us your friendship journey to now, from back then to now.
Oh wow, I really get what you're saying. You know, we have those toxic friends and we choose to turn a blind eye because we don't want to see the truth. We also have those friends that will come to you when they need something, and at the end of the day you only realize that, no man, this is not my friend. This person will only look for me when they need something. Well, as for me growing up, like I mentioned before, that I am a quiet person. I never really took friends into considerations. I played with my cousins, I played with my siblings. So people out there, I really didn't really make friends. Even starting from primary, I didn't really, really have people that I would say, okay, this is my friend. Then as I grew up, you know, I got to meet certain people in my life, and people that have impacted my life, people that have made a difference in my life, and I befriended those people and they are still my friends till this day. Yes, along the way I have lost several friends. You know, like I mentioned that friends should be trustworthy. Yes, you know, there are people that you think that, you know what, with this one I can trust this one with my whole life, you know. But then at the end of the day, you realize that, no man, you are wrong. You know, this person just comes to you, you know, comes to get as much information as they can from you, information that they can use against you. So yes, when I have to, I'm not really comparing my female and male friends, but I have one or two friends that I can say, okay, like female friends that I can say that, you know what, this is my friend. We've been friends for over 5 years. With the guys that I have, those are friendships that I've had over 7 years. It's been more than 7 years and we've been friends. Yes, friendships have got their ups and downs, but we always find a way to fix those friendships. But with ladies, I noticed that whenever we have a fallout, it is so hard to fix things and move on. Because whenever you decide to move on, when something small happens, we will always use the past as a reference. That, oh, remember you once did this before. This is not the first time you've done it before. But with other friends, you realize that after having a fallout and moving on, you will never mention what has happened back then, you know. So with myself, I talk to a lot of people. Yes, I talk to a lot of people. And there are a lot of people that will say that, oh, Sharon is my friend. But honestly, that's not how I see it. I see others as people that I talk to. I don't really consider them as my friend. Some people are not the people that I would really run to, you know, when I need help, when I need someone to listen to me or someone to come through for me. I know who I'll go to. I won't just rush to the 100 people that I talk to. No. So the friendship topic is really a complicated one, because how I define what a good friend is and how you define what a good friend is could be totally different. So my journey in this friendship road has been bumpy, with potholes, you know. Yeah, but yeah, I am grateful for the friends that I have, for the people that I have, you know, the friends. Like when I say friends, I mean friends, not just people that I associate with, people that I talk to. But yeah, I do have the friends that I have, and yeah, by God's grace, those are the friends that I'll keep until the second coming of the Lord.
Hey, wow, but how can you say that there are people that consider you a friend, that say Sharon is my friend, yet you don't see it like that? Okay, that's so savage. I'm joking. But yeah, I understand you. I understand what you said. For me, friendship, this friendship thing, I'm at a place where I'm okay with just being alone. Like, I, as a person who have spent some time without friends, now I have friends, but I'm like, friends are a bonus. I am already my own best friend. So friendship, they just come, and I'm not that person that is going to be throwing herself to a person. No, I respect people's privacy, and I also want people that respect my privacy, and I'm not afraid to let other friends go. That's another thing about me. If we don't get along, if we and we don't get there are people that like, as people say, they are seasonal friends. When our season is over, or when we just don't, we are not on the same page, I'm not afraid to let people go. I even get to the extent of deleting your number, because why do I do that? It's not because I now hate the person, but I post a lot of things, and my statuses are sort of like a diary. So for me, I cannot be going on keeping a lot of the people reading my personal, because it's very therapeutic, something like that. Forgive my English, people, but I'm just trying to, when I post those things. So I just prefer that my friends, the people I vibe with, get to see that only. So next question is, who is Petronella to you? Or what is one thing people don't know about Petronella? Yeah, that's me.
So with me, everyone can view my status. Everyone can check whatever they want to check. I think you know, quote, yeah, you know, to keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So if maybe we have a fallout, so that you can see, quote, even without you, my life is still on track. Yes. What is it that people don't know about Petronella Nduru? Okay, I believe that Petronella was born to be a leader. She is, well, a great leader. I experienced that when I took part in the Hey You Girl Challenge. She is a good leader. And I've also noticed that in some other groups that, yeah, we were once in it together. She is a good leader, and Petronella, from what you could tell from the pictures, okay, from my perspective, is you see a strong young lady, a goal setter and all that, but I noticed something that Petronella is a soft girl. She's soft. Those little things, like anything small, affects her. I understand we all human beings, and we all react to certain scenarios, certain issues differently. But yeah, I've noticed that she is a good leader, but at the same time, she is very soft. So anything small affects her real quick. Yeah. And what could I possibly say? Oh well, Petronella. Okay, she loves helping people. She really loves helping people. She's good at that. I could say she's good at that. She's good at giving advice. She loves singing, she loves her music, and yeah, I also noticed that Petronella loves people. I'm not so sure if it's like that with everyone, but from what I've experienced so far, she loves people, and she is an understanding person. Petronella understands, like, you can come tell her unika story or whatever, she understands, and if she can help you, she will help you. So I think that's much I could really say about Petrovella. But abantu sabakhona ngiyaka mntifawo kana time to really sit and think about it. I would have said a lot. But yeah, she is a wonderful being. She is a wonderful being.
Okay, I didn't know that I'm soft. I thought I was the hard Mashona type, you know. The hard type, but it's good to know. What I can say about Sharon has a gift of being a friend. I don't know if that gift exists, but Sharon is that kind of person who has a gift in being a friend. You have this kind of like accepting, understanding, welcoming spirit. I think I now understand why you say people, they say that I'm their friend, but you don't see it like that. It's because you are just accepting, and you are not like, I'm just gonna compare you with me, with like before you, we even, I want to know your intentions, because but you've got that thing, you say it's okay, hi, I can be your friend, like that vibe where someone just feels like they are just your friend, you know, and you are such a good friend. You don't have Jakawanda, what we say in Shona, a lot of things. But also you are kind of like a strict person. Yes, you get people to talk to you and all, but you have set some boundaries, some limits, that kind of thing where you say, I don't want you to get on the wrong side of me. Yeah. Make sure you don't get there, you know, otherwise you're out. That's the kind of person you are. So in closing, I just want to say, what can you tell someone out there, people, in terms of friendship? What are your last words as far as friendships are concerned?
Thanks a lot, Patty. Thank you. Yes, I am aware that I have a strict side. I do have a strict side. I do have it. And this is because I don't tolerate being walked over, being stepped on my toes, being undermined. I don't tolerate that at all. And I believe that in friendships, we also have to set boundaries. So there are some boundaries that one has to be mindful of. And what I could say about friendships is that friendships can be challenging, they can be confusing, and at times we wonder if they are worth it. I don't really have much to say about friendships, but I believe that a true friend is someone who thinks that you are a good egg, even though he knows that you are slightly cracked. I also believe that a friendship is a partnership. This is whereby two people come together on equal terms. They give their all, you give your all. I also believe that friendship demands more than love. And I also believe that friendship expects and enjoys the good, the bad, and the ugly. A best friend is someone who brings out the best in you. True friends walk together through life, like they walk through life together. And I believe that a real friend bears witness to whatever happens to you. Yeah, at times you can lay down your guard and just be who you are, truly and without fear, shame, or guilt. And you know, you don't feel judged at all. That's what I believe that a true friend should be. And friendships, yes, at times being alone is good. Yes, I could say it's good because I love being alone most of the times. But at the same time, having friendships is also important to your well-being, just like eating and exercising. Because friendships help us grow through each every year of our lives. So with friendships, they also help us interact with just about everybody. It makes it easier for you to interact with people. That's that's all I can really say about friendships.
Wow, thank you so much, Sharon, for joining us on the Hey series with Petty Nduru. I really enjoyed this interview. I was laughing. I was really having a great time. And hey, you listener, I hope you also enjoyed as much as I did. If you want to see more of my friends on this platform, just send me a message or my relatives, just tell me, and you know, I will try to make it happen. So till next time, hey you, see you soon.